Thank you, Madam President. I apologise for having to take the floor once again. I wanted to register my gratitude to the distinguished delegate of the Islamic Republic of Iran for highlighting the UK's track record in nuclear disarmament, which I believe speaks for itself. He also, and I'm pleased about this, raised the issue of irreversibility in nuclear disarmament. And this is an issue on which the UK has been doing a lot of thinking with its partners in Norway. We have tabled a working paper to the 10th NPT Review Conference on this very subject, and it's an important one. It's consistent with the UK's approach to nuclear disarmament, which is to focus on the practical elements of what would need to be done to achieve and sustain a world without nuclear weapons. And it is precisely because we want a world without nuclear weapons that we are determined to prevent Iran from obtaining one, which would indeed be a breach of its NPT obligations. As for AUKUS, the distinguished delegate of Iran knows perfectly well that naval nuclear propulsion is not covered by the NPT, and that the AUKUS partnership is entirely in compliance with the non-proliferation obligations of all three of the partners. The proper place for discussions on these issues are in Vienna, not Geneva, and we won't be discussing it further here. Thank you.